Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You're About to Watch. Please enjoy this pitch meeting for Friends that I made several years ago when I was fresh out of prison.
So you have a sitcom idea for me?
Yeah, so it's called Friends.
And what's it about?
Well, it's about a group of people that are friends.
Right, but like, what's their deal?
Well, they're all friends. Together.
Who are the characters, though?
The friends.
Yeah, but why them?
Well, the title of the show is Friends, so obviously we're gonna follow the friends. Like, why would we follow anyone else?
Okay, talk to me about the characters. What kind of stuff are they gonna be doing?
The friends?
Yeah.
Just friend stuff.
Ah.
I'm sorry, am I doing something wrong? I don't...
It's fine. So there's a group of friends.
Yes.
How old are they?
The friends?
The friends, yes. How old are the friends?
They're like in their mid-20s.
Okay, good. That's helpful.
Great.
So they do like typical mid-20s stuff?
Exactly. They're just like every group of friends in their mid-20s.
Awesome. Relatable.
Yeah, like one of them's a paleontologist named Ross.
What?
His name's Ross.
No, but he's a paleontologist?
Yeah, well, you know how when people are in their 20s, there's always one in the group who's like a paleontologist with a PhD?
Does that happen to people?
Yeah, I think that's pretty commonplace.
Okay, well, at least he'll be an interesting character.
He's the boring one.
Oh.
Yeah, and he's gonna have this big love thing with Rachel over the span of several seasons.
Rachel?
Yeah, when we meet her, she's literally just run away from her own wedding because she realized she's not attracted to her fiancé. She thinks he looks like Mr. Potato Head.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
Yeah, she's not the best person.
Isn't it gonna be tough to get people to wanna follow a character like that?
Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
How so?
Well, I figure she could, like, never wear a bra.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that'll be good for ratings.
Yeah, should be. So anyway, Rachel's gonna move into Monica's apartment without asking permission.
Who's Monica?
Monica is Ross's sister.
So Rachel must be like really good friends with Monica for that to happen.
They haven't spoken in years and Monica wasn't invited to Rachel's wedding.
And she's just gonna suddenly move in with her unannounced and become super tight with all the friends.
Yep. Instantly.
Okay, so tell me about Monica.
Okay, so Monica used to be fat, so the jokes kind of write themselves.
What do you mean?
We'll say we have a flashback where Monica is dancing. It's gonna be funny because she's fat.
Isn't that gonna kind of alienate a large group of overweight people?
Well, look at it this way. Isn't any group of overweight people a large group of overweight people?
I guess, but does that make it okay?
Maybe not, but these jokes are gonna be really good.
A fat person dancing is pretty funny.
Yeah, we're also gonna have her, like, really like food.
Because she's fat.
Because she's fat, exactly.
Alright, I'm sold.
Yeah, so anyway, now Monica is kind of a neat freak, and we're gonna have her fall in love with Chandler eventually.
Chandler is one of the friends?
Right.
It sounds like a lot of these friends are actually lovers.
So?
Well, maybe we should call the show Lovers.
They're friends.
Okay.
So anyway, Chandler's like the wisecracking, sarcastic guy of the group.
So he's always making the other friends laugh?
They will never laugh at his jokes.
Never?
Never.
So he's like cracking the jokes for himself, I guess?
I guess?
Isn't that a little crazy?
It is when you stop to think about it.
So are there any other love friends? Are there any other friends?
Well, there's also Joey, who's Chandler's roommate.
And what's his deal?
Well, he's dumb and he likes food, but he's not fat.
Oh, that's it?
No, he also really likes sleeping with women. Like, if he could sleep with over 50 women during the course of the show, that'd be perfect.
That feels like a lot.
It is a lot, but because he's dumb, people will be like, oh, that's Joey.
Any other friends I should know about?
Ooh, yeah, well, next up there's Phoebe.
What's up with her?
Well, very early on, we're gonna find out that her mother committed suicide when she was 14.
Oh my god.
Yeah, and her mom was a drug dealer too.
Jesus.
So then Phoebe was taken care of by this albino guy and then he killed himself.
Wow, I mean, I guess it'll kind of balance out the show to have such a dramatic character.
No, she's the silly one.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, she's all weird and stuff.
Probably because her parental figures killed themselves.
Yeah, probably.
Weirdo.
So what kind of friend stuff do all these friends do together? Most of the time they hang out in a coffee shop, they very rarely go to work, and other than that, they just hang out in their giant, beautiful apartments.
They're in their mid-20s, but they have giant, beautiful apartments?
That's right.
So this takes place in like a small town or
New York City.
Wow, so they must all have like really high-powered jobs.
Well, Joey is a struggling actor, Rachel works in a coffee shop, Monica works in a restaurant, Chandler has a job, and Phoebe plays the guitar.
Interesting. And I'm guessing since it's in New York, there's gonna be a lot of diversity.
Everyone will be white.
Oh.
Everyone.
Wow.
And that's basically the show.
That's all she wrote?
That's all I wrote.
What happened?
It's these damn clapper lights they installed.
Oh, that's fun. Oh, let's not play with it. Wait. Do that again? Huh.
What?
Nothing.
Okay. So, what about casting?
What about it?
Well, you gonna cast some, like, big stars to help promote the show?
Actually, I'm thinking of going, like, low-level, no-name actors.
Oh, how come?
Well, to be completely honest, a show like this will last one, maybe 2 seasons, so this way we know we're never gonna have to pay a lot of money for actors.
Fair enough, that's smart.
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Did you know that over on the Screen Rant Plus channel, they have a new show they started where they have people debunk AI myths about themselves? I'm featured on one of the episodes, and future guests will be much more important, famous, and interesting. So check it out. Or don't. I can't do anything if you don't. I will call the cops, though. I'll do it. I don't care.